Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a subject you'd like to learn in the future. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to tackle questions about future learning aspirations? This guide will help you master the art of describing a subject you'd like to learn in the future, a common topic in IELTS speaking part 2. We'll provide you with expert tips, sample answers, and key vocabulary to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specifics of describing a future learning subject, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, introduction and interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, individual long turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, two-way discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Our focus will be on part 2, where you're likely to encounter the topic of describing a subject you'd like to learn in the future. Part 1, introduction and interview. While the main topic we're discussing is more likely to appear in part 2, the examiner might ask related questions in part 1. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you enjoy learning new things? A. Absolutely. I find learning to be incredibly stimulating and rewarding. There's always something new to discover, like which keeps life exciting and engaging. Q. What was your favorite subject in school? A. My favorite subject was biology. I was fascinated by the complexity of living organisms and how they function. It sparked my curiosity about the natural world. Are there any subjects you'd like to study more in the future? Yes, I'm keen on learning more about artificial intelligence. It's a rapidly evolving field with enormous potential to transform various aspects of our lives. Part 2, long turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. You'll have 1 minute to prepare, then you'll need to speak for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our topic. Describe a subject you would like to learn in the future. You should say what the subject is, why you want to learn it, how you plan to learn it, and explain how this subject might be useful to you in the future. Sample answer, band 6-7. The subject I'd like to learn in the future is computer programming. I've always been interested in how software works, and I think it would be really useful to know how to create my own programs. I want to learn programming because it's becoming more and more important in today's world. Almost everything we use now has some kind of software in it, from our phones to our cars. I think having this skill would open up a lot of job opportunities for me. To learn programming, I plan to start with some online courses. There are many websites that offer free coding lessons, like Codecademy or FreeCodeCamp. I might also buy some books to help me understand the concepts better. I think this subject will be very useful to me in the future. It could help me get a good job in the tech industry, or even allow me to create my own apps or websites. Even if I don't become a professional programmer, understanding how software works will be valuable in many other fields too. Sample answer, band 8-9. The subject I'm particularly keen on learning in the future is quantum computing. This cutting-edge field sits at the intersection of physics, mathematics, and computer science, and I find it utterly fascinating. My interest in quantum computing stems from its potential to revolutionize various sectors, from cryptography to drug discovery. The idea that we can harness the principles of quantum mechanics to solve complex problems that are intractable for classical computers is mind-boggling. I'm eager to delve into this field and understand how quantum bits or qubits can exist in multiple states simultaneously, enabling unprecedented computational power. To embark on this learning journey, I plan to adopt a multifaceted approach. Firstly, I intend to enroll in online courses offered by renowned institutions like MIT or Caltech through platforms such as edX or Coursera. These will provide me with a solid theoretical foundation. Simultaneously, I'll immerse myself in research papers and attend webinars conducted by experts in the field to stay abreast of the latest developments. I'm also considering joining a local quantum computing enthusiast group to engage in hands-on projects and collaborative learning. I believe this subject will be incredibly valuable for my future career prospects. As quantum computing continues to advance, there will be a growing demand for professionals who understand its principles and applications. Whether I end up working directly in quantum computing or in fields that benefit from it, such as finance or artificial intelligence, this knowledge will give me a significant edge. Moreover, the problem-solving skills and innovative thinking required in this field will be transferable to many other areas, making me a more versatile and valuable professional in the rapidly evolving technological landscape. Follow-up questions. After your main answer, the examiner might ask some follow-up questions. Here are a few examples with sample answers. Q. Do you think this subject will become more important in the future? A. Absolutely. As quantum computing technology matures, its applications are likely to expand exponentially. We're already seeing its potential in areas like cryptography, drug discovery, and financial modeling. In the coming years, I believe it will become integral to solving some of our most complex global challenges, such as climate change and resource optimization. Q. How might learning this subject change your career path? A. Learning quantum computing could significantly alter my career trajectory. It might lead me to specialize in this field, perhaps working for tech giants developing quantum computers or research institutions pushing the boundaries of quantum theory. Alternatively, it could enhance my capabilities in other fields, allowing me to apply quantum principles to solve complex problems in finance, healthcare, or artificial intelligence. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. How do you think the education system should adapt to prepare students for future technologies? A. I think schools should start teaching more about technology. They could offer classes in coding and introduce students to new fields like artificial intelligence. It's also important to teach students how to learn new things quickly because technology is always changing. A. 8-9. The education system needs to undergo a paradigm shift to adequately prepare students for future technologies. Firstly, there should be a greater emphasis on STEM subjects, particularly computer science and data analysis. However, it's equally crucial to foster critical thinking and adaptability. The rapid pace of technological advancement means that specific skills may become obsolete quickly, so students need to learn how to learn independently and adapt to new systems. Additionally, interdisciplinary approaches should be encouraged, as many future innovations will likely occur at the intersection of different fields. What challenges might people face when trying to learn about advanced technologies like quantum computing? And 6-7. Learning about advanced technologies can be really difficult. The concepts are often very complex and hard to understand. People might struggle with the math and physics needed. Also, these technologies are changing fast, so it can be hard to keep up with the latest developments. 8-9. Learning about advanced technologies like quantum computing presents several formidable challenges. Firstly, these fields often require a solid foundation in multiple disciplines. In the case of quantum computing, one needs a grasp of quantum physics, advanced mathematics, and computer science. This interdisciplinary nature can be daunting for many learners. Secondly, the abstract nature of the concepts involved, such as superposition and entanglement in quantum computing, can be difficult to internalize as they often defy our intuitive understanding of the world. Moreover, the field is rapidly evolving, making it challenging to stay current with the latest developments. Lastly, there's often a lack of accessible learning resources and practical hands-on experience opportunities, as quantum computers are not readily available for most learners. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases you can use when discussing future learning subjects. Cutting edge, very modern and advanced. Pronunciation, cut edge. Example, quantum computing is a cutting-edge field that's revolutionizing technology. Fascinating, very interesting and engaging. Cinetting. Example, I find the concept of artificial intelligence fascinating, to delve into, to examine or investigate something thoroughly. Pronunciation, delve into. Example, I'm eager to delve into the intricacies of machine learning algorithms. Paradigm shift, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Pronunciation, para, shift. Example, the rise of quantum computing represents a paradigm shift in how we process information. Interdisciplinary, involving two or more academic disciplines. Pronunciation. Example, studying quantum computing requires an interdisciplinary approach. To revolutionize, to change something radically or fundamentally. Pronunciation. Example, artificial intelligence is set to revolutionize numerous industries. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. As an experienced IELTS examiner, here are my top tips for achieving a high score when describing a subject you'd like to learn in the future. Prepare diverse topics. While you can't predict exact questions, having knowledge about various subjects will help you speak confidently. Use complex structures. Incorporate a mix of simple and complex sentences. Use conditionals, relative clauses, and perfect tenses where appropriate. Show enthusiasm. Examiners appreciate candidates who show genuine interest in the topic they're discussing. Provide specific examples. This demonstrates depth of knowledge and helps you extend your answer. Practice regularly. The more you practice speaking about different topics, the more comfortable and fluent you'll become. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and a wide range of vocabulary will all contribute to a high band score. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, you might find it helpful to read about describing an interesting old person you have met or describing a useful website that you visit. These topics can help you practice describing experiences and preferences, which are valuable skills for all parts of the IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.